We've got our WJR Business Beat, the one and only Jeff Sloan, founder and CEO of Startup Nation, spotlighting the entrepreneurial tech and startup community on WJR, just ahead of Dr. Matthew Sims, Director of Infectious Disease Research for Beaumont Hospital. You know it's about COVID, but new news and important news that affects us all. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning, Paul. Well, you know what's hot in retail today. Of course you do. If you said e-commerce, you'd be right. No one could argue that. But you know what's emerging as even hotter for retailers these days? It's known as social commerce, a form of e-commerce that relies specifically on social networks. By way of example, social commerce includes purchase opportunities you might discover on, say, Facebook or TikTok. Now, social commerce has been a buzzword for years now, but seems to really be coming into its own lately. A new report just out by Accenture indicates that the global social commerce industry is expected to grow three times faster than traditional e-commerce. And brands and retailers are taking notice as consumers spend more time on social media platforms to get their news, entertainment, and conduct communication. And of course, the big social media platforms have taken notice. Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, TikTok, all rolling out shopping features. Even Walmart's gotten in on the action with initiatives to ramp up its social commerce capabilities. Now, Robert Murdoch, global software and platforms industry leader at Accenture, had this to say about the booming trend. The steady rise in time spent on social media reflects how essential these platforms now are in our everyday life. They're reshaping how people buy and sell, which provides platforms and brands with new opportunities to get new users, create new user experiences, and drive sales. Paul, as I see it, though, it's a natural. You're merging two activities heightened by the pandemic, that being time spent online on these social media platforms and the desire to purchase more online. Moreover, this is a direct consequence of how consumers are now being driven by purchase inspiration resulting from endorsements by everyday people. Like those homemade videos you see on Instagram Reels and TikTok, for example, rather than by expensive Madison Avenue ads. My recommendation, Paul, leave your wallet in the other room when you get on a social media platform these days. In any case, the social commerce boom is now upon us. I'm Jeff Sloan, founder and CEO of StartupNation.com, and that's today's Business Beat on the great voice of the Great Lakes, WJR.